from Rashi is the second line, last word of the second line, Misatev. If we got a million, he'd wrap himself in nice clothing, and he would say, let's go agree out the Shabbos Malchus. And he would be Ma'atev, and he would say, the Rabbi Yale would say, Boi Kala, Boi Kala. Hachi Karale, the Shvisus Shabbos, Mitzech Chavivus. Because the Chavivus here for the Shabbos is a Kala. The Morris says that he came to the house of Rabbi Verb Nachman. They gave him Tlos Sovi of Tachi. What is that? Rikikin, Tachin, Penei, Beshuman, Alyo, Beshemin. They've been smeared with oil on the outside. They said, you knew I was coming. The Medita Lon Minot, Kumat Achosh of Lon Minot Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, he chanan, and we prepared them for Shabbos. Lo, you know, Yardim Shetav, we didn't know you were going to come. And the Morris says that Rabbi Abba would buy meat, he'd go to 13 different butchers to get the best cut. And he would give them istri, pshiti, sloyim, istri or sloyim, istri is pshiti, is sloy medina. So stam istri means a seller, istri pshiti means seller medina. There's a half a dinner. There's four dinars in a cellar. When this is an eighth of a cellar, the word cellar medina was the name of a different type of a coin, which is one eighth of a regular cellar. So Rashi says, Tupshatim over here, if I call correctly. Rashi says, Tupshatim, they would give it to him, pay them. By the doorway, they used to deliver the meat. He would have the money ready by the door. Go back to your store quickly to get to finish off what you have to do for Shabbos. That's what he heard from his rebbeim. We'll see. Not Rashi is going to talk about 13. If I recall correctly. Maybe not. Okay, well, let's finish Rashi. That's the heard for Hinzavim. Well, leave me or as a Rashi, the Masham of Tinner of the Dash. Maybe, Mishaino, you bring the meat home, he used to go buy it himself. He would give it to the workers, his workers, who would prepare the meals right by the doorway. He wouldn't run, go inside the house. Immediately, he'd go run to the next door. That's why he gave it to them at Tinur Dadash. V'amalehen, Hashem Hashim, Asher Hai, He's Asher Maher L'Hachin Azu, Ba'od She'elech V'Havi Azu. Finish this one off, because I'm going to be coming home soon with the next one, which you need to prepare. Gemara sometimes when it wants to use to say a number like a Rashi said later on. We'll see you down the page. Taktaka deshino, pashtul shel shein shechoshav hoya basher. He wore this. He sat on this nice throne, this nice chair. Moshev nura mefech. Mishom Nuru the Kavod Shabbos. He'd sit in this fancy chair, fancy made out of marble, and he would lean down and blow the fire. Rabbeinu Levi Gurz Atataka the Shaga Titor. I'm not sure what that is. The Mor says, however, that Rav Onan was Lavish Gunda Kli Shachar Adark Kli Lahidia Shayom Enoik. It's not the proper thing to act with the chashibas and refrain from working in the kitchen. Not dark, make his clothes dirty. Today's the day to get yourself down and get dirty and work a cover Shabbos. You cooking the food gets you dirty, but that's okay. That's the cover Shabbos. That's proper. There was a head of an animal there which you had to roast. He would do it himself. Kfarim, Lashav Frumim, Mechatach, he would cut up the beets. It's how it's Susi, Matzis, or Beitim Nakim, he would light the tinder which he used to light the fire, he would light that. Mechasif, Al Mechasif, Mephik, Be'er Shabbos, Yotzeb, Nichlis, he would go in and out, Lachavi, Tomid, Masuas, the bundles of Kli Tashmish, of the things he needed, with the Chayfish, the clothing, Megadim and different delicacies. Gadim shemakabel shrabbi bebeis, like a person is greeting his rabbi. Umaraloi shuchasher b'lov. He shows that the person is significant to him. Chared he wants to do it proper. He's concerned doing it proper. The troyach olaharbis vishaloi to make everything proper for the person. Merker shabbi mechabes shabbos. He would give shabbos to kovid. Armaloi v'kaldoi v'haynachim. The challenge is told this. Goy, Kadoy is chosen with Kicham. Those look at the stars. Achalu, Seifcha lipol b'yada. Everything's going to end up in the hands of the Jew. I say b'sinye. Also like Kaiva Shalabadi made a hat made out of felt. B'shiva said b'mishrosa shal zahav, and he put layers of gold in it. The Mishra says it's like a. I'm not sure what the word for it is. You make a piece of metal with a depression in the middle, which you can set a gem in it. It's called the mishpat size. Cover my Golias, the kavod zubim mahem. Mm-hmm. And he put the pearls in it, and he put this one in amongst the pearls. Siyane is covered as a hat. Rebbeinu Levi goras b'sidine b'sidoro. It's referring to the turban which he wrapped around his head. Rishon hagadli, the lashon rebbeinu Yitzchak for Rebbe Yehuda. I think the first shot is better. The Masamor says he was able to, with that money he got for this pearl, he was able to fill up tracer Elisei the dinery, 13 attics worth of gold coins. Elius Malayus dinari Zahov. It's an exaggeration. It means a tremendous amount of money. A tremendous amount of wealth.
It doesn't say
place,
or
it says tracer. Okay. Kach Pirish Rabbeinu Levi. B'chem kol mokim, regarding tracer, gamli, sveki tracer, b'chem tracer, tabachi deli'el. Whenever it says, while it's looking for an exaggeration, a number of an exaggeration, it uses the number tracer, 13.
Oh, Nikmar, it says.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara. Boy, mine Rebbe Mirav Shomer Biyosi. Middle page. Ashir Mishav Eretz Yisrael. But ma hin zeichet. Why were they zeichet to get their wealth? I'm going to be shel shem asrin. They take off meiser. Shenir aser ta aser. Aser bishel shetis asher. Okay, so that's in Eretz Yisrael where they have meiser. Shem bavul b'mahin zeichet. In bavul, what do they do which allows them to be zeichet to get their asheris? Amal bishel shem mechabdim is a terror. In bavul, they have the tunic chachamim there and they give kavod to the tunic chachamim. Shem b'shar rotzis b'mahin zeichet. Where they do not necessarily have tzmich chavim there, so what's their kavod? What's their schus? Amalei b'shvish mishchab then it's a Shabbos. The Rambam ba'aba ham achas nisarachti etzol balabayis belutkia ve'yelafon of shulchan shel zov. The person, the balabayis, his wealth was such that the table that he ate at, when they bring the table to eat. It was Masi Shisha Osir Bnei Adam. It took 16 people to carry the table. Vishesh Esrei Shalshalos Shalkesu Kulus. But it was made out of gold. It had silver chains attached to it. 16 silver chains. Vekaris Vekaisis Vekitanias Vesuchias Kulus. But and it had on it the plates and the cups and everything which were on it. I'm not sure. I don't know what they're made of. Also made out of silver. We love Chominim Michael. We love Chominim Gadim and all types of food, all types of delicacies. ubisamim and sweet smelling spices. Kashemenichim loisay armrim, when they put it down, they used to say, Hashem ha'aretzim loya, everything belongs to Hashem. We have no permission to take benefit from it until we make a bracha. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you gave, allowed us to partake from the Oretz. And I said, B'ni, my son, how are you zeichet to get such this phenomenal wealth? I was a butcher. I see a nice animal. This would be put away for Shabbos. Amarti loy asherecha shezachisa ubaruch haba malcha mishazikech lekach. And he was zeicha because of you, the fact that you gave such covers of Shabbos. Amalei case of Rishu ben Chananya. When they mount tafsu shal Shabbos reicha, and why does the Shabbos food have a nice smell? Amalei tavlin echad sheyesh lano. We have a spice b'Shabbos shemoy is called Shabbos. Shenamatilim lezeicha v'reicha noed. If you put it in, it gives a good flavor. A good smell. We would like to get some of that spice. I'm like, call him a Shabbos a Shabbos, Mayolo, Shadim a Shabbos a Shabbos, and a Mayolo. Interesting, there's a Mashal. The Mashal says that we've had before, there's a spice, there actually is a spice called Shevis, Shin Beis Sof. So he says the case of mistakenly thought that he was referring to that. We have a specific, species of that spice which gives this type of flavor. He says, no, so give us some. He says, no, it only works. Even if you have a spice, you have to keep the shot. So that's what he touches it.
My father, when he's going through Israel versus other places, it sounds like there's no obligation for us or outside Israel.
Even the Rabbana, there's no din of Meisr outside of Israel.
No.
To what?
Thinking about exporting? Or?
No, I have to give
my surf
light.
No, this is talking about the tour, talking about grain.
Okay, literally.
Though. Yeah, that's what the positive is referring to grain. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. B'mahen zeichem lo'ishar galah, because why did they get such tremendous wealth? L'ashem ha'orot, they honor reshoim lechonis, achin avorach, shmoy b'grifas alechem. We have to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for the bread. We recognize that it was Hashem's gift that we have this wealth. Okay. So it already said across the Shabbos that you keep Shabbos and you give Shabbos and Kadosh Hashem Mechuba, and you also Mechab the Kadosh Hashem. What's that? So you can't, fulfill it through Einig. So you fulfill it through Amatara Kabdeyu, B'Ksus Naki, you put on nice clothing. Okay, then it says Kibaratsoi. It says further in the Pasuk Kibaratsoi. Rabbi Melachakdin, how you Mechab Shabbos? You have your meal earlier than usual. Shmuel says you do it later. Siddur really shows you that you want to be mechav, you want to have the suda, you want to enjoy the meal. You do it later means you have more taiva because you're hungrier. Amalei b'nei rapapa, the barabba, the rapapa, can honor the shkichelon biso, the chamra, we call Yemen. We have a nice amount of food, Baruch Hashem, meat and wine every day. The mine nishnaye, how we can make Shabbos different. Amalei irigilisu lakdume, if you usually eat early, achrua, eat late. If you usually eat late, akdumo, eat early. Rubsheshes, Mekaita, Mosul, Rabbanon, Hechad, the Mati Shimsha. The system, Mosul, Rabbanon, Hechad, the Mati Tula. Hechad, the Kumu. Hi. Rubsheshes was blind, and he couldn't necessarily keep track of the time. But he put the Talmidim, was teaching them in a place in the summer where it started getting hot, so they would realize it's hot, it was time to go eat something. They get uncomfortable and they would notice the time, and the winter put in place where it would be the shade, so they get cold, and that was they would get up in time to go eat the covered shop. Yeah, okay, it's holding here. Yeah.